Well, we have the 36th annual Governor's Hurricane Conference set to get going in West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach County Convention Center on Sunday. It is, of course, May the 8th, and run through Friday, we don't want to say it, especially when we're talking about hurricanes and natural disasters, but the 13th. Anyway, let's check in with Mary Blakeney. She is the director of the Palm Beach County Division of Emergency Management, also the vice president of the Governor's Hurricane Conference. We appreciate you coming on with me.
I appreciate you having me on.
So, the first thing is and I don't know if you're up to date on what the thoughts are. This is on the international front, but some of the powers that be are talking about going further beyond this season. Obviously, we know that hurricane season opens June 1st, but there is a consideration to start future hurricane seasons, maybe next year, maybe as soon as 2023. I think May 15th is what they're looking at, and I guess the reason for that is it's been, I believe, 3 years in a row that we've had at least one named storm prior to hurricane season. Are you privy to any updates on that, first of all, or any, do you have any thoughts regarding it?
No, well, that's, been conversations that have been happening with the meteorology community. It was thrown out there this year. They thought maybe this would be the year that they would consider it. But hopefully if we make it to June 1st without having any type of a named storm, that might, that idea might be sunset. So we'll see what happens as we head into, this hurricane season.
I don't want to jinx anything, but the one good thing is, here we sit as we're recording this May 6th, and right now nothing mentioned at this point. So unless I missed something, but anyway, again, we can strike that I said that because, I'm a little superstitious at times. So let's talk about the 36th Annual Governor's Hurricane Conference. Now, this bounces around, right? I know, I think it was, 2018 the last time we had it here in Palm Beach County?
Yes, we're coming into, it's been 3 years since we've held the Florida Governor's Hurricane Conference, and there's a lot of emergency managers in the state that really, in the emergency management field, we've talked about a lot of people only think of emergency managers sometimes as the hurricane people, but I can tell you what, proof over the last almost 3 years now show that, we are also the COVID people and other natural disasters. So we're actually excited to get back into training sessions together, getting back into networking and talking about, one of the biggest hazards that impacts the state of Florida is hurricanes. So we're excited about having the conference live and in person again this year in West Palm Beach.
And, we have been somewhat lucky on the southeast coast of Florida with regard to, no direct hits in quite a while. Again, I don't want to jinx anything, but it's, Irma was the last one, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Irma was the last one that caused any level of damage for us. But, the last real activation we had and fear was Hurricane Dorian. And, being here in southeast Florida, it doesn't take much. And that's why, the public really needs to understand that when emergency managers do any type of protective action, it's because we never know. It just takes one small tick, like we saw in Hurricane Dorian, to cause catastrophic damage to a community, and it doesn't take much. One shift in a storm can really just cause catastrophic damage to our community. So, we have to prepare for the what-ifs in any type of a storm scenario.
And talk about that a little bit as far as preparation. Obviously, most of us, we always have, we have new people moving into the state every day. So obviously the standards that those of us have been here a while know, have your kits ready, have your evacuation if you live in an evacuation zone, have your plan ready for your family, what you're going to do. What other kinds of tips are there that are not, some of those common tips that we hear?
There's really four simple steps in emergency management we talk about. We talk about them here in Palm Beach County, but I know my colleagues around the state share it as well. Four simple steps. Make a plan, build a kit, be informed, and get involved. Those are the most important things that we can do as residents in the state of Florida. You know, I'm often asked at the beginning of each hurricane season, you know, what's new for this season? Well, you know, this year there's nothing really new from last year, but I can tell you what the topic is this year is all the new people that have moved to our state, all the new activities that they're doing. You know, individuals need to be aware of what hurricanes can do, and we need to get out there and educate people. And when we talk about being informed, it's getting informed, but also getting involved. You know, people need to know who their neighbors are. If you have an elderly neighbor next door, or if you have a new member to our community, take the time, go over, talk to them, educate them, especially if you've been through a hurricane activation, because they may have no idea of what to expect. So, you know, building your disaster plan, having your supplies and your disaster kit, but also getting involved. And it could be your level of involvement is just educating your neighbors.
So speaking of what to expect, what do we expect at the conference? I know you're going to have more than 1,600 emergency managers and personnel. You have first responders and, you know, it's a bunch of folks coming out to from around the, I guess, around the country, because you got the FEMA administrator and you got the National Hurricane Center director coming. But what, you know, so when you talk about training sessions, what kind of training sessions are going to be going on?
Well, let me just tell you, the Governor's Hurricane Conference is one of the premier conferences when it comes to hurricane planning and training. We have over 40 training sessions, 50 workshops, and we have had such an outpouring for the conference this year that we're seeing record-breaking numbers of registrants. We're over 2,100 people now registered for the Governor's Hurricane Conference, and we're looking at talking about topics all the way from storm surge to how to do sheltering to how to respond to multiple hazards at the same time. When you're having a hurricane and you're having a pandemic, or you're having a hurricane and dealing with a wildfire, these are all the topics that emergency managers will learn about. But it's not even just our emergency management community. It's all of those partner agencies that get involved in disaster preparedness, response, and recovery, you know, and those are big pieces of it as well, is not about what to do when a storm's coming, but how to prepare our community after we've been impacted. What do we do with all the debris? What do we do if there's housing needs? So there's a wide variety of topics that are discussed, including, as you already mentioned, you know, some of our keynote speakers, like the FEMA administrator and the National Hurricane Center director. So, you know, we're excited and looking forward to next week's speakers, presenters, workshops, and training sessions.
When you talk about sheltering, over COVID, obviously one of the issues that popped up, and we quickly learned about it in the 2020 season, and I think in 2021, folks had a better idea of how to do it. Is COVID going to be a concern this year with regard to shelters?
Well, you know, everybody's approaching it a little bit differently. You know, it varies from what is in place county to county. I can tell you here in Palm Beach County, we still are anticipating having all those PPE and supplies and materials readily available at the shelters. We'll have supplies of masks and hand sanitizers, enhanced cleaning protocols, enhanced food safety as it relates to distribution of food at shelters. So it really varies from communities, but it's definitely something that emergency managers statewide are still planning for.
Okay. Anything that I'm missing here? Anything else we need to know about?
I would just say, you know, if there's one thing I can say is to encourage our residents, now's the time. Don't wait for June 1st. Don't wait for a storm to be out there. Look at your disaster plan. Decide what you're going to do if a storm's approaching. Get your disaster supply kit ready. Have it ready for 5 to 7 days. Make sure you're ready to be hunkered down in your home for 5 to 7 days without any outside help, having to run out to the store, just all of those preparedness measures, and encourage people to, like I said earlier, get to know your neighbors and be informed. They should be following your type of broadcast or and listen to their local emergency managers for the latest and greatest information. We all need to approach a hurricane together as one community.
And I think just real quick before I let you run, because we just got this in today, that it is now official. The governor signed the 14-day disaster preparedness sales tax holiday into law. So it will be happening May 28th to June 10th. So no sales tax on various items that folks are going to need, like generators and the flashlights. And, you know, you could say flashlights. People go, well, we have our phone. Yeah, but what happens when you've used your battery up and now you got to go out to the car and charge it and you could have bad conditions at home, but that'd be a great time to get ready for that, although it runs into the beginning of the hurricane season.
Absolutely. But you know what? If that is a motivator to get people to be prepared, take advantage of those savings.
All right. Well, I appreciate, again, you taking the time to speak with us, and the big conference going on at the Convention Center for several days. Starts up Sunday, runs through Friday. We won't say the date again. Mary Blakeney, Director of the Palm Beach County Division of Emergency Management and Vice President of the Governor's Hurricane Conference this year. Appreciate you coming on with me.
Thank you so much for having me.